What is the main rule of a living creature? I just told you. It is good and bad. Remember? Good is what is good for me. Bad is what is good for me. Right? When love appears, suddenly this good and bad, I become irrelevant. What is good for my beloved? What is bad for my beloved? The rule will turn upside down. This is the exception of love. That's the moment of confusion. That's the subject you cannot think about. That's the subject which is not logical. It's beyond the logic. Grabbing whatever you like is logical. Giving up what you like is illogical. I talked about the tall fellow, short fellow, and all that. You remember the story? There are these two fellows. Did you talk about it last time here?
No.
There are two fellows. A tall one, a short one. Excuse my English. I hope this is not politically incorrect. So they're walking in the street, and the shorty will kick the window, and the window will break. Everyone comes out, and the tall one will say, sorry, it was my fault, I saved it. A couple of blocks later, somebody needs help, and the tall one will help him. Everybody will come back to appreciate the help and say, no, you should give the credit to this little one. How is this tall fellow looking to you? A silly one, right? That's his son. Now what? Now it makes sense. Huh? That's what love is. It works just the opposite of the logic. That's where your intelligence works opposite. Whatever intelligent advice you could give to a lover is a poison, and it works the opposite. Some parents, they know this. They know that if you want your child not to associate with a couple of people, maybe the best way is to provoke and promote that association. Then the child will give up. If you say no, even in the dream the child will wait to do that. That's the human nature. That's how it works. So, after finding your intelligence and loving it to death and giving it whatever you have, the moment of exception will arrive, you will fall in love, and you will see everything is changed. Now what should you do? Of course, advice, here and there. Yeah. Let me tell you, when you seek advice for love, you will never, ever find someone who tells you that, I don't know what love is. I don't know what to do with it. They don't. They all will say, oh yes, I know that. And they will give you a lot of advice. And all that advice works the opposite. Because logical consultation about something beyond the logic could not work. Therefore, that's the first moment that you will realize there is something wrong. You will realize that this lady upstairs is sick. Because this lady believes in rule and does not understand the exception. And does not know what to do with the exception. This is the very first moment in your life that you have a chance to turn around from logic and from intelligence to spirituality. We'll talk about that later. How did you write your story? Was it correct? I was talking about you and your separation, right? Let's hear it from Rumi. Read it. Because this is the same story. You remember, in our story, When we say a woman, we mean intelligence. And when we say the king, we mean your soul. Because you are the king. You are supposed to be the king. A good king with a good queen. And a healthy one, Solomon, will come to that later. Read the title.
The story of the king's falling in love with a handmaiden and buying her. In olden time, there was a king to whom belonged the power temporal and also the power spiritual. It chanced that one day he rode with his courtiers to the chase. On the king's highway, the king espied a handmaiden. The soul of the king was enthralled by her. For as much as the bird, his soul was fluttering in its cage, he gave money and bought the handmaiden. After he had bought her and won her to his desire, by divine destiny, she said to him, a certain man had an ass but no pack saddle. As soon as he got a saddle, the wolf carried away his ass. He had a pitcher, but no water could be obtained. When he found water, the pitcher broke. The king gathered the physicians together from left and right and said to them, the life of both of us is in your hands. My life is of no account, but she is the life of my life. I am in pain and wounded. She is my remedy. Whoever heals her that is my life will bear away with him my treasure and pearls, large and small. They all answered him, saying, we will hazard our lives and summon all our intelligence and put it into the common stock. Each one of us is a messiah of a world of people. In our hands is a medicine for every pain. In their arrogance, they did not say, if God will. Therefore, God showed unto them the weakness of man. I mean a case in which omission of the saving cause is due to a hardness of heart, not the mere saying of these words, for that is a superficial circumstance. How many a one has not pronounced the saving clause, and yet his soul is in harmony with the soul. The more cures and remedies they applied, the more did the illness increase, and the need was not fulfilled. The sick girl became thin as a hair, while the eyes of the king flowed with tears of blood like a river. By divine destiny, oxymel produced bile, and oil of almonds was increasing the dryness. From giving mirabum, constipation resulted, relaxation ceased, and water fed the flames like naphtha.
See what happened? Same story. You started with the story of separation. Said your separation starts when you find this lady. Before that, you rely upon others. You rely mainly on your parents and the people around you. Then when you discover this, suddenly you will start the feeling of independence, right? Which is the other side of the separation. You want to separate yourself and you will be separated. But the way Rumi say this has a lot of tricks in it. First of all, the words he's using, let's see how it is translated. It chanced that one day. I mean, it's by accident, right? But the word is not that. The word is ittifaqan. Ittifaq means by chance, an accident. But at the same time means all together, muttafaqan. And here he uses khawas. Khawas has nothing to do with the courtiers, because khawas mainly is the plural of khasiyat, means the use of something, the benefit of something. and pull together whatever you have, you go for hunting. Not by accident, you with the company of your concubine and courtiers you go out. But it carries both meanings. One,